Norway plays England today in the first quarterfinal match in the Women's World Cup. The U.S. women play the host team France tomorrow. Let's check in with Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So we'll all, of course, watch the game between Norway and England, but the U.S. v. France is the match everyone wanted this tournament. Why?
The two best teams, the reigning champions, the French are the host team. It has everything.
Yeah, and so it's kind of a shame this isn't the championship game.
You know, on the one hand, you could say that FIFA should get out of its own way and schedule a tournament so that the two best teams, and everyone knew they were the best teams going in, don't have to play for at least the semifinals. On the other hand, you know, this is how the draw went, and we don't always get a perfect draw. And in the sports that have been doing it a long, long time, longer than even the Women's World Cup, you often get the two best teams not meeting in the finals. Yeah, so let's give them a little bit of a pass.
And just quick, what do you see? The U.S. struggled, although they did beat Spain, but they struggled.
Yeah.
France, better team than Spain. What do you think?
No team looks great in this World Cup. I'm not seeing dominance out of anyone. I will say the odds makers after France and the United States were co-favorites. The United States have become big, big favorites. They're kind of down on France. So United States right now is 50-50 to win the whole tournament.
Yeah. Well, what about other quarterfinals?
Well, I think that the Italians, obviously a fantastic soccer culture, but they haven't been a great women's team for a while, so that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I do think there's two things going on. One is that I think the skill levels of many of the players have condensed so that there's not these huge gaps in skill that we used to see 4 or 8 years ago. And soccer is just a game with a high variance and, you know, one or two kicks or bad saves determines everything. So cliche as it is, I think it's fairly wide open and could go any way.
Okay. And what would sports be without a controversy? Let's just mention this one. This week, President Trump fired off a series of tweets criticizing the American star Megan Rapinoe after that old video surfaced in which she said she would not be going to the, it's okay, I'm not going to say it, blankety-blank White House. Your thoughts on the squabble?
Yeah, this was an old video. I don't know that Donald Trump knew it was an old video. We haven't reported out what his understanding was. It's likely that he just saw it and chafed. And as a famous counterpuncher, he lashed out and said that, oh, the rest of the team will be invited, win or lose. Actually, he didn't say she wouldn't be invited. But, you know, he chafed and he got very upset because Megan Rapinoe has been one of the more vocal critics, not only of the administration, but she's very socially conscious. She's the first white woman athlete to take a knee. I think she was the first white athlete overall to take a knee during the national anthem. She did that as a member of the Seattle Club. She had a little bit late in life political awakening. She's a member of the LGBT community. She's very vocal and very active about that. And I do have to say, her teammates love her. She is the emotional center of the team. So I think that Donald Trump will not be getting in the heads of these women.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the Daily Podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.